Hi, hello, I'm Gerg, and I'm just letting you know that there's probably some swears or some stuff that got through on this episode because, well, we recorded it from a hotel room outside of Miami, so good luck, everybody. Sorry in advance.
Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs!
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
What's up, nerds? As heard on 107.17 in Seattle, hello, I'm Gregor. Welcome to my ridiculous nerd talk, only longer and dumber. This is Nerd Talk Plus. Brandon, not in South Florida for some reason. What an idiot.
Yeah, jerk.
He's the official AI for Colombian goth and all women to send nudes to for sex. He's not wearing anything under those sweatpants. He is only wearing shorts today, to be fair.
I changed before you got here. I was only wearing sweatpants.
He's a birthday... I think you're more of a firework and a birthday cake factory.
Really?
Birthday cake and a fireworks factory? Things are getting explosive. It's Mandarin, it's our Mandarin Floridian. Hello to Siege.
Oh, ni hola, che lama, ni howdy. I forget what I say. Can I pet your cat?
Can I pet your cat? And no gravy either. This is a special edition of Nerd Talk Plus, Siege. I can't hear myself at all.
I didn't.
Were you pushing buttons?
No, I just didn't have the volume up because I never have.
Oh yeah, this is nice.
Yeah.
What? No gravy because a special episode because we are in.
This is the beach episode. Just kind of a filler.
We're in Delray, Florida, right now. Yeah, I was offered a chance to fly to Florida on a companion pass, and I was like, yep, July in Florida sounds
amazing. Good job. Excellent choice, buddy.
So here we are, ready to record a pod, and it's going to be... Listen, if there was one that you're going to skip, this might be the one that you skip. Yeah, this is probably it, because I am 3 days into a drinking binge.
Why don't you crack open that Sun Cruiser? This weekend brought to you by Sun Cruisers, unofficially.
Oh, my stomach is like, please don't do that. And like, here we go.
I'm gonna do it. Yeah. Oh, if I could just get a finger in there.
Oh, boy. Got to sweet talk it first a little bit at least. Right.
Come here, baby.
Hey, is that Gary Busey on TV?
Yeah. That's right. Point Break, the classic. Is Gary Busey surfing?
No, that's the dead guy.
Patrick Swayze.
Thank you. I couldn't think of his name.
Has Craig seen a film?
Point Break. Yes.
How many times have we done that this weekend?
A lot. And how many times have I surprised you by having seen it?
Like, a lot more than expected.
Yeah. I can't think of a single example. What's the other Keanu Reeves movie where they shoot a lot?
Matrix?
No, with the dead dog.
Oh, John Wick.
Yeah. I haven't seen
one that. Through four. No.
Yeah, no. That was one of them.
And the ballerina.
What's that? Is that a movie?
Yeah, that's a lady Wick.
Oh. Oh, she's one of the characters in the movie?
Yes. Oh. Basically.
Okay.
I don't want to spoil it for you. You know, in case you actually see.
I hope it's Keanu Reeves in cross-dressed as a lady character.
That, I mean, might be sexy, but I mean, a lot of people will argue with me.
they're fools. Okay. Yeah. Well, we good?
Yeah, we're good. Okay, all right. Cool. Thanks, everybody.
See you at L.
Good show.
Okay. So South Florida, home of Siege.
Yes.
I'm not allowed to tell people I'm in the Miami area because that's not.
Not quite. Right. You're in South Florida.
Yeah.
Miami adjacent.
How far do I have to drive to get to Miami?
About, I want to say 40 minutes.
So it's like I'm in Tacoma to Seattle.
Yeah, essentially, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, people in Seattle will be like, yeah. You think about somebody from Tacoma saying, yeah, I'm from Seattle. That's how Miami people would feel about you saying I'm in Miami right now.
Yeah. Well, I don't give a fuck.
You're close enough. You've come this far.
Oh, no. I forgot. I can't swear. That's got to be the last swear because there's no way for me to mark it here.
Here, I'll just go. Just pretend that you sweared. Oh, nope. There you go. You're good.
Thank you. I'll just look for that and we'll be good. Yeah. So anyway, I've been in Florida for several days. It has been really fun, but also I am exhausted.
Yeah, I can tell. Buddy, you've gone to bed so much earlier than I expected, especially being on West Coast time.
We're 3 hours different or whatever. Yeah. I fell asleep at 1 a.m. yesterday, finally. Like, we got nice. Back to
like
the...
Like an adult.
We got back to the Airbnb at about 11:30 after all the surge pricing on Uber and everything. We waited for 45 minutes to get an Uber. It was crazy. And then we got back to the Airbnb, and then, you know, we, like had a drink by the pool and just, like, you know, goofed off for a while. And then... Yeah, at 1 o'clock, I was like, God, I'm exhausted. It's 1 o'clock. And I'm like, that's 10 o'clock at home. I'm going to bed early.
Yeah.
It felt nice. Then the downside, though, is that I was up at 8 o'clock, which is 5 o'clock at home. So
yeah, so keeping on your work schedule,
keeping radio time. I forgot to turn off my alarm before I left. And so there's
your
a
house
chance.
Just ding, ding,
ding, ding. Yeah. There's a chance that my Google speaker has just been trying to wake me up for 3 days.
you're going to get back. Your door is busted down. The police have come to check on you. Somebody's called in like a wellness check.
I almost called my, my ex to ask for a wellness check on my Google speaker.
Please make sure it's okay. Make sure it does not worry about me.
Yeah.
It knows I'm not here.
Okay, well, let's do a few nerd talk stories. Nude talk is what I almost said. And then we'll go cause trouble.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. Japan, baseball nation, right?
Yes, yeah, widely known so.
Sumo and baseball, those
sumo,
are their
Sumo, baseball,
things.
Nudist soccer.
Nudist soccer?
Nudist soccer, yes.
New to soccer, got it. They were I remember when they were the host between, it was the first time that they split the hosting between
2002 Korea Japan.
Yeah, and I lived in
South Popper. Korea Japan. Sorry,
I lived in North, not that. North Korea, like your T-shirt.
That's right.
literally, I lived in Arizona, and I was very poor at the time.
Yes.
Yeah. You know,
as we are when we live in the South.
Yes. And, good times though. And so I would come home from work doing my shift at the radio station till 2 a.m. And that's when all the World Cup footage would be on, but I couldn't afford cable. And so I watched it all on Telemundo.
Oh, hell yeah. That's the best way.
And watching, like, I would watch till 10 in the morning or whatever every day watching. It was during the summer. Yep. It was when I was in college. And so it was like I had an apartment and there was no school. And so I was just watching soccer in Spanish till 10 a.m.
Oh, the glory days.
Then I'm in an Uber yesterday and like the guy's rapid firing Spanish at us. And I'm like, you know what? I actually understand. Like, he's talking to me like a gringo, obviously. But like, he doesn't know English. He's been here for 12 years, which I know is 12.
Correct.
And he should speak better English.
All right, Republican Dirk.
Republican Dirk is here to say, like, if you've lived in a country for a dozen years, like, if I lived in whatever, in Cuba for a dozen years, I better speak some goddamn Spanish.
But see, that's the thing. Yeah, that's the thing. You need Spanish to get along down there. You don't need English to get along up here.
Yeah.
Like, you can speak Spanish, you can speak Portuguese, you can speak so many different languages here and not have to say a lick of English except for to gringo.
Yeah, that's true. It kind of explains why the administration is so mad, though. They're like, no, you gotta speak to me my way.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
he doesn't want to learn anything. Kenny? Hold on. There. Nobody said anything.
Thank you. I'll be on an airplane hungover tomorrow editing this pod. Oh. Japan,
yes.
They love them some baseball.
Hell yeah, they do.
We've discovered. That was a World Cup thing. They've hosted the World Cup, so they've been into soccer for a while now.
Yeah. I think the first time they ever qualified, though, was like 98 or something.
And their women's soccer program is really strong, which is cool. And so, like, I remember that World Cup and that women's World Cup in maybe 2010, I was in Portland for a Sounders away game against the Timbers. Ew. And it was
is this the furry match?
The furry match.
The one where Brandon had to get like the whole Tacoma Defiance into a hotel with furries.
Oh, no. I think that was when they went to Vancouver. I think that was the other direction. I'm not sure, though. But yeah, something like that. Uh-oh. There we go.
Sorry.
What?
What? Sorry. Hotel, you're in Portland?
Oh, yeah. And so, but I remember, like, we couldn't get to the game because we were too busy watching the, I think it was U.S. versus Japan in the semifinals.
That would be South Korea, that one. Of two, that was, wait, no. No, you're right. You're right. I'm sorry. Women. The women's.
Yeah, yeah. In like 2010 right, or whatever. Yes. And the Japanese were badass. And maybe they weren't playing U.S. Maybe because we were rooting for Japan because they were playing whatever, some other country.
Yeah.
I edited myself pretty significantly there. Anyway, so Japan, a sporting nation, but not to the same levels that we are. But baseball is like, looks super fun there. I've got former and current dummy, former podcaster and current dummy, John Manley.
Oh, what's up, dummy?
Barking at me about.
He's dead.
We got to go to, he's back.
Oh, what?
Yeah, he's got the, he's back.
Manley has risen?
Yeah. Gee has risen.
Gee has risen.
That's a good throwback. He's back, and he's trying to talk me into going to trying to go to Japan.
Oh, that's why he's back.
To go watch baseball. And so I want in on that for sure. The Japanese, though, took, yeah. You want to go?
Yeah.
No. Yes.
Fine, I'll go to South Korea and watch baseball.
You go to North Korea and watch baseball.
Damn right.
I can see you being a Dennis Rodman-esque figure.
I want to go to North Korea so bad.
I just want them to guarantee your safety, and then I want you to go. I think you'd become best friends with that guy. Despite him being awful, I think he would be like...
You kidding me? What better job is there in the world? Everybody in North Korea looks like... like one of those Wii Sports people jumping up and down, yeah. excited when he walks around. He doesn't have to do anything. He could go out there and fall down on his face and be like, yes, we won the World Cup.
Yeah.
And that's it.
He does murder his population.
Well, that's his choice. I don't have to do that.
No,
I
mean, no, of course you're not going to. Jeez. Anyway,
I mean, this guy, not of course. Don't get ahead of yourself. I'm not in his position. I haven't had to make the tough decisions yet.
So, yes, you can come to Japan.
Well, thank you.
I don't know if you've seen the footage. They're kind of changing the game. They took inspiration from baseball.
Oh?
And they
Baseball-inspired baseball?
They have sent two baseball-shaped robots to the moon.
What?
Yeah, they're between a baseball and a softball size.
Very nice.
And they split apart like the Buzz droids in Star Trek, Star Wars.
Really?
Ooh, hit the beep.
No. Don't say that.
They split apart like the Buzz droids in Star Wars?
Yes.
God damn it, I'm a mess.
Open that sun cruiser.
Yeah, I'm about to. But they can split apart, and then they can, like, you know, like an old tank, like where you would
steer. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not the Rotterdam rudder, but the where you steer by pushing the right side forward, and it goes forward on the right, and so you can turn and push both forward. I forgot
everything that you said after Rotterdam rudder, but yes, 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 I do.
Luckily, that's not Googleable, so that's good. That's since we invented it. anyway, baseball-shaped robots that have cameras in them and limited science equipment, but they can drive around in the loose regolith of the moon, and they're now cruising around the moon collecting data about it.
That's awesome, because the last thing I was thinking of when you started saying that the baseball-sized balls dropped on the moon, I was thinking of the things that they sent out when they shot their satellite, their moon lander that was going to happen there, and then those things projected off the little cameras so they could watch it land from the side, you know, like cut cameras on the moon landing. But I didn't realize they had ones now that they're just firing baseballs up at the moon. That's another Florida thing we used to do is we grew up with orange trees, lime trees, key limes, all that stuff. Mangoes, in the backyard. And so as the fruit would fall, there's just way too much for like one family to eat. So we're just like firing them with golf clubs at the neighbors' houses across the lake. So we can do that later too if you want.
I love that idea. I love a golf club and a key lime. Sounds amazing. I got spooked the other night because, like, first of all, where we're staying, there's just like a mango tree with like full grown ass mangoes on it. And I mean, then
that's how it works.
I thought someone was like breaking in or something like that, but no, it was just a mango. Yeah. Like probably a squirrel got up there and was like freeing it, and then it just fell on the shed. And then
when they're ready
like,
to go, they just drop.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing.
I'm sure there's a lot of rotten fruit around all the time, right?
I mean, yeah, but there's plenty of people that, when you think about it, there's a nice underground mango trade going on here where people will trade them to grocery stores or bakeries for like free loaves of bread or coffee. And
that's so awesome.
Yeah, there's always a good barter system and a way to commit fraud here.
There's always fraud within reach in Florida. In Seattle, there's this really cool organization. I bet you they have something like it similar here.
Fraud?
No, it's actually the opposite. It's
helping people.
Charitable. Oh. But there's all these fruit trees across Seattle, and there's this organization called City Fruit, and you can... Thank you. This is why we give seed to the button. Anyway. But you can tell them that you have a tree that's on your property that's dropping fruit, and they'll come by and collect it to be able to use it to feed the community or whatever.
That is pretty cool.
And then there's a bunch of trees that have been planted by the city that are producing the same way. And then you can, same thing, where like they like got like...
You know, so are city trees, is that municipal fruit? Can you just take that?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Which is, I don't know, like, I'm saying yes very confidently, but that's how I remember it from 2 years ago.
I mean, you're an authority on the radio, so obviously.
I am holding a microphone. I obviously know what I'm talking about.
Correct.
Thank you, everyone. Yeah. So anyway, what are the jokes that I had here? They have cameras and scoops and stuff. It'd be rad to have it as a kid on the beach as it's like, you know, trawling around on the, you know, through the sand looking stuff or whatever. Make it fight a crab would be pretty fun.
That would be awesome. It's like battle bots but
Science. POV. Oh yeah. How come we don't have POV on battle bots?
Why don't we have POV on sex?
Yeah.
Why do we not have that on BattleBots?
Just strap some Meta sunglasses to the BattleBots and then let it go.
It's like wearing body cams.
Yeah.
Why don't we next time I go to Seattle, we need to wear body cams.
Okay. Put a 360 cam on a BattleBot. Right?
That would be awesome.
Dude, they're missing out. How stupid.
You know why?
Why do we have to come up with everything?
Right? They're just worried about like extra cost and that thing's going to get it flipped over. No. Can you imagine a 360 view of that one with the rake smashing down?
I love that video. Just like as it's like it being the victim from that.
Yes, exactly. Like just a rake repeatedly beating you in the face.
My jokes here were, don't just try not to hit one of the moon robots with a bat because you'll hit it to dang Jupiter. The moon has less than a tenth of the gravity of Earth. So like you could get launch velocity pretty easily.
Can you imagine hitting a ball at Mars and capturing the little gravitational assist and it's shooting off somewhere out just into the universe
straight into Uranus?
Perfect.
It was right there.
It was so good.
What I would want to do is I want to try and figure out the orbital mechanics to find Elon's car when they did the Falcon Heavy.
Oh yeah.
They sent Elon Musk put his car at the top.
And with so that one like member of Daft Punk in it?
There's Tesla and Tomas. I don't know if that's his actual name or not, but
it's close enough. Tommy.
Yeah, old.
Tommy Punk.
But anyway, they launched his car, and now it's in a orbit between Earth and Mars. It would be pretty sweet if you could break the windshield.
It's like the old parking lot of Fenway.
That's the joke I literally wrote here. This is amazing.
Nice.
Good job, brain.
Good job.
Yeah, it would be fun to try and like pitch a ball back to Earth and then have Sammy Sosa waiting for it to hit it back again.
Oh, my God.
Pretty cool.
Sammy Sosa would be good at that.
Yeah. Is he still alive?
Yeah, he's black again.
What?
Yeah. Have you not seen him lately?
I didn't even know he was alive.
Yeah.
You sure he's black again?
I mean, you got the computer.
I'm looking it up. I want to know. I'm the gravy of this episode. Oh, yeah. That
pleasant surprise.
Like, there he is. There's, he looks.
Look at him. He's like, Dominican again.
Wow. What was that? I don't want to get into this, actually. There's not enough beep buttons for how uncomfortable I'll be. How uncomfortable I'll beep. Thank you. I've now entered the part where I'm using my laptop and I just have the microphone resting on my chest and just talking down into it. And it's probably giving me pretty serious triple chin. It's pretty good.
It's kind of hot. Thanks. You don't have triple chin. You've got a very, very well shaped neck.
That noise is pretty fun, though.
I do like that noise.
Thank you. International Space Station is awesome.
Hell yeah.
It's kind of full of holes, though. It's got like a lot of leaks and patches and stuff. And duct so tape. It needs to be replaced. Yeah. You'd think duct tape would do a better job. What's crazy is that in order for the International Space Station to stay in orbit, mm-hmm. it has to be traveling approximately 17,000 miles per hour.
Yeah.
Trying to escape the gravity of the Earth. And so it always
fall.
Yeah.
Back. Yeah.
And so they're regularly having to, when a resupply ship shows up, they like hook it up and give it a little
give
blast.
Give it a little bush. A little bush. A little bush.
Well, the International Space Station is looking sexy.
All natural.
Just a bush above the docking port.
Perfect. It's exactly where I want it to be.
Yes, yeah, so, but you got to keep that speed up. Otherwise, it falls back into the atmosphere and would burn up, or worse yet, crash into our, you know, some of our satellites that help make it so we can send dirty messages to one another around the world. I think those are a little higher up, to be fair, but I think our comm satellites. But anyway, the problem is it's full of holes and now covered in bush. And so what are we going to do with it?
I know what I'm going to do with that.
Fill it full of fireworks and shoot it into the sun?
Possibly.
That's my vote.
Can we get some slap tape?
You mean like the Billy yeah. Mays?
the one guy who invented the, it's not quite the super stuff that you fill the entire hole of the boat. The thing that's got the water tank.
Yeah.
And it's just flooding and the guy just slaps it on there. Is that better than duct tape?
Could you do that?
Could we slap tape the ISS?
I feel like it's worth trying.
Right? Save a couple of billion dollars instead of just like tanking it into whatever ocean they feel like.
Side thought, you know how when people get a car and then they wrap it so it's like a different color or whatever? Yeah. Can we wrap the ISS in slap tape?
Who are we going to get to sponsor that? What designs are we going to get out there?
Oh, dude.
Hustler Hollywood.
It'll be that would be great, but you know it's just going to be some like boner pill, like
Blue Chew. Blue Chew Gold.
No, that's only for podcasts. It'll be like Cialis or something like that. It'll be
one of the fancy ones.
It'll be Big Pharma, not
not one of these.
I don't have health
drugs.
Insurance.
I gave you that Blue Chew.
You did give me a Blue Chew. Next time, if you would tell me you were giving it to me so I don't just walk around with a 4-hour erection, that'd be great. But
listen, buddy, you have to just take what I give you.
Well, I don't like how that sounds, but that's
sorry.
So the question becomes, why can't we shoot the ISS into the sun?
Oh, that's a great one.
Wouldn't that be way cooler if we could do that?
Man, yeah. Instead of can we weave it to, do we have to weave it towards the sun? Is anything else in our way right now? We saw Venus the other night.
I mean, I don't.
No, that's the other way because it was night. Never mind.
So like the problem, I guess, I don't understand orbital mechanics enough. It's the second orbital mechanics reference in this episode.
Good for
Very
you.
Nerd talk of us.
Very good.
But like you'd think that it would be like throwing a rock down a well. You just like throw it, then you like, right? You see a little on the sun's surface or whatever. That's like.
Well, don't they have the Parker probe going through the outside of the sun layer right now? And you know, I learned so much dumb stuff about that Parker probe that they only put the sun reflective stuff on one side of it. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they have like a giant shield and they're just hiding behind it. Like,
just one shield. I figured they would have had to like, you know, wrap the whole thing in a Cialis ad to like protect.
Reflective Cialis ad.
Reflective okay. Cialis ad. Protective.
Yeah.
Trojan.
They really, I mean, that's going to happen. We're going to see like dick themed things on rockets before. Well,
they're already dick themed.
I mean, they're already dick shaped for sure. Shoot that up, Uranus.
I'm not beeping that one.
Okay. That's fine. So it turns out that because the Earth is going 67,000 miles per hour, in order to stay in orbit around the Earth, 17,000. But in order for the Earth to stay in orbit around the Sun, 67,000 miles per hour. Okay.
You bump that up like just
to speed her up.
Just a little bit.
It might. Also,
420 kilometers.
That might also help with our global warming problem.
That's true. Give us a nice little breeze.
We'd have to, well, because we get, it'd get colder, right, as we got farther away from the sun.
I would think so.
And if we were, if you go faster, you'll go farther away. If you think about it, like on like a merry-go-round, what are those called?
Yeah, like the centrifugal force. Yeah. The like gravitron.
The faster it goes, the more you get pushed back into your seat, right?
And
so if we could speed up the orbital speed of the Earth to 69,000 miles per hour, which is what Siege is getting at, then we'd get a little further away and maybe cool things down a bit. And then we could go hog wild with the air conditioning and the fireworks and everything else to ruin the to ruin the Earth.
Excellent.
So what the argument was, and I can't remember where I read it now at this point because I didn't make a note, but the argument is that anything we throw at the sun would get caught in the sun's orbit.
Oh, that's all we need is more trash in the sun's orbit.
And then you'd have to worry about the ISS coming, whipping back around and smashing into us or whatever.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine if the humans went out the way of the dinosaurs, only it was the ISS crashing?
Yes. See, you know what? I might be for that. Taking our own way out.
Ooh, sex scene. Hold on.
Hell yeah. Hold on. Pause.
I didn't realize that Point Break had... What?
Oh, of course they go to commercial.
I'm going to be honest with you. That lady was attractive, but this cheeseburger they're showing...
The way he was putting the ketchup on that thing...
Damn, he likes taking a bite out of that.
This is definitely Americana.
What is that guy's... like origin? Like, he was like such a weird combination of cultures.
Just South Florida dad.
But that's not a South Florida. That was like a Heinz commercial, right?
Yeah. I know South Florida's not part of America, but we're pretty close to it. And we look like everybody.
America adjacent.
America adjacent.
Wow. Oh, that's okay. Anyway, back to the show here. Welcome back.
Don't worry. I'll bring you back when we come to the sex scene.
Okay, cool. Thank you. You've got a better view of it than I do as I'm reading this. So anyway, if we try to throw anything at it, I guess the Parker Solar Probe is a bigger deal because in order to get it just close enough to the sun where it goes by it, I think, and then comes back around,
right?
In like a really narrow elliptical orbit or whatever. And so it like comes all the way back out towards like Venus before it flips back around and goes back in towards the sun. And so in order to dial it in just right without getting caught in the gigantic gravitational field of the sun is like really significantly difficult with the math that we have and the instrumentation or the rockets that we have.
I'm not entirely sure who it was that I saw it from. I was trying to look it up real quick here on
probably North Korea.
It's definitely North Korea. Mm. I think it was Kalpana Pott. You remember her, right? She does. I follow her on the Nerd Talk account. She does these awesome space things.
Oh, I know. She's
snarky like us.
And she's like a beautiful, dark skinned woman. And
yes.
Yeah. I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
I remember, I think it was her that I was listening to when I found out that the Parker Probe is not just going along the outside of the sun, that it's actually dipping inside.
Yeah. Just the tip.
Just a little bit. And it's actually cooler inside than it is outside, because like
it's the opposite of me.
Yeah. You're definitely hot inside.
I'm cooler. Wait, how does that work? Cooler inside than it is outside?
Your crust is cooler than your magma.
I had to explain to someone today that tattoos are internal pain being externalized.
Yes.
And so like I'm processing the heat of the sun from the inside versus the outside. This is, I'm trying to make the correlation here. Anyway.
Well, it was that just inside the, what would be considered the crust of the sun is actually cooler because the outside is where the gases interact and engage and heat up.
Mm.
And it was nuts to learn
about
it.
That's where the fusion is happening. Yes, is there. Yes, and the fuel is being stored on the inside and escaping outwards is what it sounds like.
Yes.
I've been spending a lot of time, like, I got to go back to it. I got to spend some time with Professor Brian Cox because, like, I need a better understanding for how stars work because there's, like, so much fuel that's being compressed. It's fusing. That's what fusion is.
Yes.
It's being fused. That it, like, becomes really dense. And then it makes a big gravity well. But as the fuel is spent, once it's gone, what's left will then expand rapidly because there won't be anything to pull it. The density will go away. And I feel like it's like
go supernova.
Yeah. And I feel like it's in a way it's like for us, it would probably not seem quick, but I bet you it happens pretty quick in the life of the star there's a point where it like the density is just, it's a tipping point. And once you get past all, so
well, it's, hasn't it been kind of happening with Betelgeuse for a while? Like we've been waiting for that some bitch to explode and have like a second sun at night for a while.
How far is Betel? That's a hard word to spell, by the way.
Just don't say it three times.
It's 640 light years away. So that means when it happens, it will have happened 640 years ago.
It's insane to think about.
Yeah, that's like, man, that's like two. That's more than two Americas old.
Almost.
Happy 4th of July, everybody.
Happy 4th of July.
4th of July in Florida is much different than in Washington.
It's
pretty weird. It was pretty cool.
We're a different country.
Yeah, it's really, I'm not like fireworks bother dogs so much that it bothers me, but there's something about being on the beach and watching fireworks explode on the beach that I'm like,
oh, I don't give a damn about dogs. I don't care about animals, manatees, dolphins, sea turtles, crocodiles, alligators, seagulls.
Well, I don't care about seagulls. To be honest,
I knew I'd find one. Just keep going
here. Spiders. Yeah, there we go. Right. Anyway, I don't know what I was saying. It doesn't matter.
Something about dogs. See, wasn't it you who said something to me the other day about like you were trying to explain that somebody in Seattle and somebody in Miami are the same countrymen?
No.
Okay. Well, never mind.
That came up somehow. But yeah. I think. Yeah, I don't know.
Like we're in the same country, and people are like, "Wow, you guys are like so totally different." But at the same time, we're the same.
America. When we come back, I had a dream, and so we'll come back with This Week in Dreams. How many trees do you think China has planted in the last 50 years to fight desertification?
In the last 50 years?
Yeah.
China?
In an effort to stop the desert from spreading in China, probably the Gobi Desert, I believe. How many trees do you think that they've planted to try and stop that?
69 trillion.
Well, no.
I was close.
No. You were only
69 quadrillion.
You were only 1,000 billion away.
Oh.
So
69,000 billion.
No. Wait, did I get that right? Hold on, we're going to have to do some math.
Insert hold music.
In the last 50 years, China has planted more than 60 billion trees.
Wow.
In an effort to fight deforestation and to stop the desertification.
Could they do 9 billion more?
Humanity. Well, give it a few years.
Okay, true.
Yeah, look, I'm sure they'll get there.
Mark this note.
They call it the Great Green Wall.
Hell yeah.
And it's behaving largely how they would anticipate.
Right? Taking over the world.
Keeping out those goddamn Mongolians.
Ha 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 ha.
But it's proving that we don't understand how forests work as well as we thought we did, because they've basically, you know, they're planting a new forest or whatever.
Yeah.
And it turns out that young forests are even better at growing and absorbing CO2 than we thought.
Well, I mean, why would that not be true?
The forests that we tend to study are well established.
That's true.
And so we're basing it
on... You guys and your stupid redwoods.
well, I think most forests are at least, you know, more than 50 years old, right?
The ISS is only how old, and it's got a nice bush.
I don't understand that correlation, but... But yeah, that basically. So yeah, young forests, when they're young, the leaves are more active and they are producing, or they're consuming and changing over CO2.
Yeah, it's like forest purity is like basically how I'm thinking of it.
So what happens if they're too effective early on and they overcorrect? It's not going to happen because China also has 1.4 billion people that are creating a ton of carbon dioxide. Well, then
we're just going to have to make more CO2 and make more coal burning electricity and...
I say we go back to speeding the earth up.
Let's speed the earth up, add more forests, and then I can drive a Hemi.
Question
of the week?
No, just question in general. If you speed the earth up and it gets a little further away from the sun, This is kind of a good earth question.
Oh.
If you speed it up and it goes around the sun... Does our timeline for the years stay the same? Because we're still doing a full lap. We're going faster, but it's making us further away. Would we like add some extra days into the months, or would it be okay?
I mean, depending on the ratio of distance to speed, we could still be somewhere around 365. Honestly, I wouldn't mind adding a couple extra days. Like give Black History Month a full 31.
Well, I mean, slow down. I was going to say 35, but that's fine. Okay.
Okay. Oh, you were going the other way.
Yes.
Well, let's take a few away from, never mind.
But we'll also be expanding White History year.
Yes, all year. Every year.
No.
No. Wait. There we go. We're clear. We're cool. We're clear.
What if instead of 1 month, every year that ended in 69 was the full year? That probably doesn't translate well because you'd get 12. There's 12 months. And so.
Like 13 months? Or 1 month at 69 days.
Oh, I love the 69-day month. That's great.
That would be great. Summer. It'd have to be summer.
Yeah, what if we just got rid of summer months and we just turned it into, oh, wait, there's the other half of the earth, though. They'd probably be pretty frustrated.
What the hell's Australia care?
Yeah.
Just Australia,
there's, you know that
Argentina.
There's a lot more than just Australia on the bottom half of the earth.
Yeah,
right?
Well, I just count the other side in the bottom half.
like Africa. How much of Africa is below the equator?
A lot.
How much? I should ask it this way. How much of Africa is above the equator?
Is the equator less?
Is the
equator? You know how Africa's kind of shaped like, you know what Africa's shaped like.
Like Africa.
Yeah. So the western part, the western point, kind of, the equator kind of goes right across there, like right around Cabo Verde and straight across.
So I love that they're relevant.
Me too.
To Nerd Talk.
Yes. We love you, Cabo Verde.
Relevant to Nerd Talk, Cabo Verde. I'm having a hard time. They've really nuked the Gemini has really screwed up the Google image search.
Gemini has screwed up a lot of things. Gemini is answering in falsehoods now. It's not even giving proper answers. Look, sex scenes on Point Break again.
I'm pretty surprised that she is muscular.
Look at Keanu Reeves' left nipple.
Yeah.
Why is that so perfect?
It is pretty perfect. You're right. Imagine trying to act this part where he's just laying on his back thinking about how he's going to save the world. You have to, like...
Imagine acting to get your nipple that perfectly hard.
Oh.
Whoa, she startled. Oh, she was scared. Oh, you're still here. Thank you, God.
Who is that?
Isn't that Tank Girl?
Yeah.
What is he doing with a little mini Seahawks helmet?
That's his alarm clock.
That's awesome.
Hold on. I want to.
Wait a second.
Point Break helmet alarm. Please, does somebody have this?
Oh, God. I hope that.
I want this so bad. He's.
Like, I want that little alarm clock.
No, not. God damn it. Not. It's like there's like a it's helmet. Like
Sports Illustrated in the 1990s. If you call and get a subscription, they would send you like a football phone.
Yeah.
Now they're sending a Seahawks helmet with an alarm clock in it.
Dude, there's no results. I must not be searching for. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Man, I want this.
Me too. This is awesome. The old silver helmet, too.
How do we get that? Okay. This is for a different time.
All right.
Sorry, listeners, both of you.
All seven of us.
Do you see the thing where Sony PlayStation was, they didn't renew a contract that they had with somebody, and so like 500 plus movies and TV shows are being removed from the Sony PlayStation thing that people bought them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to buy Point Break.
Yeah.
Let's say it's, I don't know if that's one of them or not, but I'm going to buy Point Break. And then when you go to watch it on your PlayStation network, it's now gone because they haven't renewed the deal with the,
yeah,
with the rights holder or whatever.
That's crazy talk. I've seen so much stuff about that lately. Like even PlayStation, I think, is attempting to go a step further with their next iteration and having no physical games anymore.
That's exactly where I'm going with this. They announced starting in 2028. I'm guessing there'll be a new PlayStation that comes out then.
PlayStation sexy.
Yeah, and all games will be digital delivery only, ending the era of physical discs. Now, I live a life of impulse.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I'm not a...
It's so much easier to click buy now than it is to like go to whatever.
GameStop.
Yeah. I was going to say Toys R Us because that was the old school.
Where you get Nintendo games is the best.
Man, we used to go and spend $19.99 and get a brand new game for the old NES.
Yeah, it was the best. Those games were awful. It was so fun though.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, the Flex Seal. This
oh,
is
there it is. Flex Seal.
Yeah, this is the paint on version. There it is. There's
it is.
The slap tape. Yeah.
Slap tape.
Oh, man.
Flex tape.
It was only a matter of time.
Flex paint.
I feel like at your house, Siege, you guys watch a lot of television, like cable TV still like this, where there's commercials during movies.
Yeah, I mean, take care of Pops, and he does not subscribe to the digital boxes of all the cable companies. He has an obsession with, since its inception, TiVo.
Mm.
So he still has TiVos long after TiVo services have been canceled, mm-hmm. long after they've stopped making cable cards for the boxes.
Yeah.
For instance, the newest TiVo box that he keeps in the living room, because it's so old, it doesn't recognize a lot of the new channels on there. Ever since Major League Baseball took away a lot of the local channels.
And they're on 1300 now.
Yeah, they're on 1300. Yeah. The 1300 whatever for Marlins TV shows Minnesota Twins. Because this box was made in Minnesota, and he can't get it fixed because they just won't do it.
Yeah, they don't do that anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it was only in the last few months that the TiVo was like, we made our last physical box.
Yep, exactly.
And so your best bet is probably to try and get one of those. But also, I'm sure they're not free.
No, they're like almost $1,000.
Jeepers.
It's insane.
So I feel bad for GameStop because no longer having physical games means that there's not going to be a reason to have them, and then there's no like secondary market where you go and like,
yeah, I was gonna say, is that gonna like force them more towards the retro gaming stuff? Because I've actually seen there's a local place down here, a lady just opened up a spot that is strictly dedicated to retro gaming, like NES, NCS, Sega Genesis, all the like OG classics.
One of my childhood friends ran a couple different businesses in Albuquerque doing that. He's got a couple different, he ended up selling them and now he's just an employee, which is awesome.
can you imagine being an employee at the business that you used to own and just being the worst employee ever?
It was awesome because like he was like really community oriented and everything, and like he's a good dude, but also he does cat fostering.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say cat. Never mind. Cats. Sorry. Cat farming, cat fighting.
He does cat farming, cat fostering. But he would bring the cats to the store, and so you'd come in and there's just cat, there's like retro video games and cats everywhere.
It's like Bodega Cat.
Yeah, it was it's like a Neko Cat Cafe in
that's awesome.
Seattle. Yeah, he just had kitty cats around. I don't think they do that part anymore because it's no longer his store and they're like, we don't want your goddamn cats
in here. We don't want your cats in here.
But yeah.
Can you imagine that? Trying to play a video game and the little cats are just laying down on your controllers.
I love that idea. We went to that arcade place yesterday.
Hell yeah.
Silver Ball
Arcade. It's the Silver Ball Pinball Museum. There's one in Asbury Park, New York, mm-hmm. New Jersey, whatever, somewhere up there on the boardwalk. And they have retro arcade games, retro pinball games, all the way back from like the 40s and 50s. They even have the original skee ball from Philadelphia back in like 1916.
Yeah, it's crazy with like the score is a card that flips over like an old time alarm clock that Keanu Reeves uses in a football helmet.
excellent pull.
Anyway, we went there and played pinball and old video games.
Pop a shot.
That was really
fun. The Simpsons.
That Simpsons game is something else.
I got all the way to level 7. I don't think I've ever been there before.
I feel like you just, at some point, you're like, I got to stop playing this.
Yeah, I did. I couldn't believe how good at it I was.
But you pay you pay $20 and you get, you know, unlimited games. And that was super fun. And I guess there's going to have to be more of that because if everything else is going to be digital, my point, though, is that, mm-hmm. like, what happens when game developer and Sony come to a head where they no longer are getting along, and then the licensing runs out, and then like suddenly your game is invalid because
exactly
Sony doesn't do it. Like, oftentimes, to be clear, also when this happens, it's a negotiation tactic and they find a middle ground and mm-hmm. they make it work or whatever. But like, it really goes to show that you don't own anything and you're just renting the rights indefinitely.
I hate that. It's you don't own any. Like, I was thinking about this as far back as I never really subscribed to a lot of the digital purchases of things. I always had the physical copy. Yeah. I've got so many VHS tapes.
You're my parents' comic house. Book kid. You're
exactly. I'm not the guy going on to whatever it is, the Amazon one, and flipping through. Marvel has like the Lifetime thing where you can go on their website and you can read any comic book possible. I have physical paper copies. I love analog.
Well, there's another problem too. It's like when an episode of something becomes problematic, and then they just disappears. Get rid of it.
They did that with The Real World Seattle on the MTV on Paramount Plus. They just don't show it, and all of a sudden there's no episode, whatever, like 12 or something like that.
And I get that they're covering their own ass or whatever, but like it's a snapshot of history, and if nothing else, we can learn from it. Like, but if you just erase it, then it didn't exist. And
So I remember specifically with the Spider-Man Into and Beyond the Spider-Verse, those two movies that they did after they were released in the movie theater, they were through their theater run. They were being released on digital copy. I bought it on Apple TV because I wanted it, and they didn't have DVDs or anything yet. Mm-hmm. And about 2 months into owning it, there were some changes that they had made, and they updated the movie that I bought.
Yeah. Matty Healy from the 1975, is that what they're called? He went in and changed some things in some songs because it's on streaming. You can update
That's
it.
That's right.
And it's like, I'm getting that very loosely, and I like Matty Healy as I've interviewed him many times, and he's been very, very charming, and he's whatever his problems might be or whatever, he's been good to me. And I don't remember how he changed. I think he changed it to stop being less of a prick. He made some updates to some songs, but that's wild that you can just edit history and go mm-hmm. back and be like, nope,
never said that before.
It's I don't know. There's a bigger ethical conversation to be had around this.
Absolutely.
But it's but it scares me that that's the case. Where are we at with time there, Siege?
We're 50.
Okay. Did anyone talk to us? I wonder.
Oh, you
I never said that part of the show where I said.
Well, we haven't published a couple episodes, so there's a gap in between the last time that we.
You know, I don't know how to describe that. I have been so uninterested in working.
Us.
No, I like joking. It's just been, I think I'm just going to put out a couple episodes in a week, just like
go
put
for
out
it
two, and then just let it happen because I want to get caught up.
Just label this bonus.
Yeah. I think that's, this will be the Miami bonus,
right? America Adjacent.
That's a good title for it.
There you go.
I just did that.
Yeah, but if you are listening and you have listened this long, please, please, please keep writing and reviewing us. I know I'm terrible about checking the messages constantly, but
you do great.
Really mean it means a lot when we get them. Like, we love it. We love that you participate. Write us episode notes on Spotify. Like, seriously, I'll walk you through it. Just click the little thumb and the heart where you can and show the corporate overlords that we're worth it by giving us 5 stars.
There we go. Thank you.
Maybe Apple Podcasts, Amazon, YouTube Music, wherever you listen to us, and thank you.
I've got some good stuff here for the next episode that we do.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mm. Here's one, Earth Circumference in Dongs.
Oh! That'd be, you know what that just reminded me of is going back to speeding up the earth. Would our circumference get fatter?
Sir, circumference. yeah, we got some good stuff here. So
we need more dongs.
We need more dongs.
We need more dongs.
Next time on Nerd Talk Plus. Nerd Talk, Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah.